Well, some Olympia lawmakers are backing a bill to let movie theaters and live performance venues apply for liquor licenses to serve beer and wine. The bill is sponsored by Democratic State Representative Jim Moeller, who represents Vancouver. He's also Speaker Pro Tem of the House. Thanks for joining us, Jim Moeller.
Thank you.
So there are already some movie theaters in our area that serve liquor, the Big Picture in Seattle, the Cinnabar in Montlake Terrace. What are you proposing that's different from what we see now?
Well, actually, these are small theaters. These are historic theaters that I'm hoping to have a liquor license for. Mostly, like in downtown Vancouver, they're struggling to compete with these other large multiplexes that you referenced, and many of them are owned by our local citizens, and they're very valuable parts of our communities. But they struggle economically, and hopefully, this will allow them to have a more secure business model, something similar to what Oregon has had for many years right across the river in McMinniman's.
Now, would these movie theaters have to set aside special areas for adults to drink in?
That would be, you know, up to their specific alcohol plan. The local Liquor Control Board went down to actually Oregon and interviewed a number of these theaters. Each one is unique. Each one is different. Some of them have places where young people and over 21 crowd can mingle and still have alcohol, similar to what we do currently here in our stadiums or say our restaurants or that sort of thing. So it's fairly unique to the site itself.
Your proposal would just allow beer and wine in movie theaters, not hard liquor?
Not hard liquor. No, it's just beer and wine.
Why not?
Well, actually, that's what most of the small businesses are asking for. They're not asking for a liquor license.
I think we just lost Jim Moeller. Jim Moeller, Speaker Pro Tem of the House. No, you're still there. Sorry about that. We cut you off by mistake.
No.
So another question.
Cut me off.
Yeah. Did you finish your answer? Because I had another question for you.
Actually, that's. I think your question was why.
Why not whiskey? Why just beer and wine?
Because that's what I've been asked to do, quite honestly. Nobody was asking for a liquor license.
You mentioned small theaters. You mentioned small movie theaters were your focus, but I'm curious, would this only be for small theaters, or could big movie chains also include liquor serving?
Well, most of the big movie chains already do. For example, Cinetopia down in Vancouver already has a over 21 theater where they serve alcohol. And they also have dinner available. So that's how they get around. They have a restaurant license, but they have set aside that.
I understand you think you've got some good support for this? You think it's got a good chance of getting through?
This time I think so. It kind of got caught up in the whole meltdown last session of the Senate, but I think this time it's going to make it.
Jim Moeller, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling.
Democratic State Representative Jim Moeller, he wants a bill that would loosen the rules for movie theaters and live venues to apply for liquor licenses to serve beer and wine.